Hey guys, thanks for tuning on to the Rock Movers today. And I am going to, in this season five, do more episodes like this. So if you like it, would love to hear that from you in the comments, feedback, because I've had so many of my clients, people in the social media feeds, say that they would like to hear more of my thoughts and have me expound a little more on some of the topics that I have just kind of glazed over on social media. So here we go. Today, I want to dive into a conversation that I had in a group call with a team of entrepreneurs and those that are working in creating multiple income streams around a comment that I made in it where I talked about my own struggle with confidence and how at one point in my life I realized that I had confused or mistaken service. Sorry, let me say that. I had confused sacrifice for service. Now, what I mean by that is I believe that I am a very, I have a servant's heart, and I say that with pride. I am a number two on the Enneagram. I'm a manifesting generator, so I'm here to love and serve, and that is a love language of mine as well. So I know that about me. What I've learned in 55 years is that it's very easy to blur that line and to cross that line if you don't have good boundaries where you begin to mistake or confuse or get manipulated, taken advantage of, where your servant heart becomes self-sacrificial. And what that can look like is giving up and saying yes, giving up your boundaries rather, and saying yes when you really would prefer to say no, volunteering for things when you already feel like you're at your limit, not honoring yourself and allowing others to impose their sense of urgency onto you as to where you take it on. And now it's your sense of urgency. You're taking on their problems to fix. You're taking on their needs to meet rather than creating boundaries where you're honoring yourself, your needs, your wants, dreams, desires, and serving from that place. So it's not a them or you. Right? It's not completely selfish where you never give in or you never help. That's not what I mean. What I do mean is having this really defined understanding of where your non-negotiable points are. So if, for example, I'll use myself. So I have core values, and my core values are honesty, integrity, trust, loyalty, love, and family. I believe that in all things, if I function from those places and honor those things, then I will also be in alignment with other areas. So that aligns with my faith, that aligns with my career, that aligns with how I love, how I show up. But I was seeing that there was this self-sacrificial thing happening where anybody needed anything, I would say yes without it even thinking of my boundary and overcommit. I would overobligate myself. I would say yes because it validated a need in me. So here's the reason why we do this. There's something that it serves, right? It validated the need in me to be needed. And that came from a place of wounding. So what we see is when we begin to explore these patterns and where things are out of alignment with who we are, what we believe is our core values, our basis for being here, we begin to see misalignment, and that begins to create this rabbit hole discovery of, well, that leads to this thing, and that leads to that thing, and that's a result of this. And so at its root, the root cause of that was the primal wounding from my adoption, creating and solidifying and becoming permanent as a definition of my value was that I wasn't worthy. So the belief that I wasn't worthy because I had been adopted, given up for adoption, rather. Therefore, I had to do things to prove I was worthy, even if that meant sacrificing, compromising myself, my beliefs, my abilities, my health, didn't matter. I had to prove that I was worthy. It was subconscious to the degree that I didn't even catch that it was happening. And today, I can feel it now in my body where I begin to do something that is out of alignment. I can feel it, right? It's like, oh, don't say yes to that. Or I'm doing something, I'm like, you really need to say no to this. And now giving myself permission to do that feels so good. Is it hard? Yes, it's not easy. Is it worth it? Yes, because then it gives room for these other things to happen where I can step in fully and step in with such authenticity and power and belief and just a creativity, because I've given myself space to fully be present. So what I want to share with you in this is that when I began to identify that sacrificing myself, sacrificing my values, my time, being a sacrificial martyr didn't serve me, and it wasn't actually service, I had to look at, why was I doing that? How was it serving me? Serving my ego made me feel valuable, serving my need to be validated and valuable. So what could I replace it with? Because we can't just change, right? That creates a vacuum. We're going to go back to those habits. So how did I then create value? How did I reaffirm my value? How did I reaffirm and fill that need? That's a conversation for another day. If this is something that you're dealing with, I'd love to have that conversation with you. But the high level of that is that I began to really define where my value was at, right? Like, identify my value. Because if my value is in what I do, then I'm constantly going to be doing things to try to earn validation of that value that I have, right? I needed it from an external source. I needed someone else to tell me, to make me feel, to validate me, my worth, which is what created all the cycle of problems. So when I stopped looking externally and just went internal, that's when things began to change. That's where the beauty happened. So I stopped feeling like I had to sacrifice myself and identified, how can I truly serve here? What do I really need? So I began to ask myself those questions, really powerful questions. What do I need? How can I validate why I'm here? Why am I here? What is my purpose? What do I believe is true? And is that the truth, right? Two different things. I can find proof that something is true. I can sit here and say, that person made me angry. That could be true. I can say our politics in America are screwed up. I can find proof that that's true. I can also find proof that our politics are not screwed up. There's good things happening, right? I can validate that that's true too. So whatever we want to find true, we can find proof of that. I can find truth that I'm broke. Compared to someone else, I probably am. I can also find truth. Sorry, I can also find proof that I'm abundantly wealthy. Compared to some people, I am. So what is the truth? Right? The truth is I am abundantly blessed. That is the truth. I have everything that I need. I have a beautiful home. I have a husband that I love and adore, who loves and adores me back. All my kids are healthy and safe. I have a career that I love and get to serve. I am abundantly blessed. I have a place to live that's safe, running water, electricity, air conditioning in Texas. Whew, I am blessed. I have a car that runs, full tank of gas, groceries in my refrigerator. I am blessed. So when we look at all those things, and I know I went kind of down a rabbit trail, but I want you to see that I was looking for all of this validation from externally. And if, as a young woman, if I was in a relationship that was toxic and that person was having a bad day and said mean things to me, my confidence was in the tank, right? Because they didn't see my worth. They were unkind. They didn't validate my value or my worth, and I couldn't retrieve it from within, because inside I felt like an adoptee who had been cast aside, and I wasn't valuable. Obviously, I had proof. I could see proof. And so what I want to reframe is that when I began to see that I was valuable because, number one, I was here, proof, the truth, right? So I have proof and I have the truth that I am valuable because God created me. End of story, whole sentence right there. I have value, intrinsic value, because I know my heart to serve and to add value for other people. End of story, whole sentence right there. I know I'm valuable because I know the things I do are with a good intention, and that I am here to accomplish good, big, amazing, impactful things in this world. I know that. End of story, proof, truth. What else do I need? What other things do I need from any external source? Wow, when I sat with that thought, like, God says I'm valuable. I can find scripture after scripture in the Bible. I can feel it from Him in my meditations. I can see it in the faces of my children. I have all the proof that I need. I don't need any other external sources to validate that. When I stand on that belief, that truth, then I don't sway and move with the opinions of others or the social media things that happen. I can just sit with that and know that if I'm called to serve, I can serve from that place and don't have to compromise that or sacrifice that to meet someone else's expectations. So that's when I say service over sacrifice, that there's two different things there. And I don't have to serve from a place of ego. I can serve from a place of spirit and soul and love. And then it's so authentic and so beautiful and so sincere and so true that that's what the other person receiving the things that I do will also feel. They don't feel manipulated. They don't feel used. They feel loved and held and provided for. And so when we come from that place and when we can hold our energy, hold our love, hold our belief that our value is just intrinsic, indisputable, as it is in that place, it changes how we can show up for others, how we can show up for ourselves, how and where we begin to serve the world. And so it's such a beautiful gift that you can give yourself today when you just reframe how you see yourself, the value that you intrinsically have, indisputably, and how you begin to focus and face and prepare for serving and living out the plan and purpose that you have and believe you have for this life. So I hope that this has been helpful for you today. If this is a conversation that is on your heart, you want to explore any further, I want to invite you into a conversation with me. I want to extend my calendar to you, open up some time on it, and just see how I can help you begin to make that shift. Because I believe when you make that shift, your confidence changes, the boundaries you're able to create will change. You will begin to see ways that you can serve without sacrificing yourself and others and your values, and your relationships will begin to change. I guarantee it 100%. So, I hope this was valuable. I hope you know how much you're loved, and I hope that you will share your feedback. Give me some feedback on this. If you want to hear more of my thoughts, conversations around this topic or other topics, please reach out either privately or in the comment section. And let's begin to align ourselves with the truth, find proof of that truth, and begin to serve from that place. So continue to move those rocks. Don't settle for anything less, and go have a very, very blessed day. I love you.